half early. He's getting there. There's a player interested to it. Maybe they keep with him on a change the course of the game. A little frustrated in that sense.
I can't hear you. Can't
so a little frustration because you said the guys in that first half are maybe just a couple of plays away from maybe getting the lead or getting the piece quarter.
I think it's always frustrating as an offense when you can't really produce how you want to. It's always a play too short when you don't quite get it. So it's always kind of frustrating. But, I mean, it's a long game. It's a long game, a long season. You got to keep fighting, keep battling. I think we did that today. I think today we just kind of kept fighting and fighting. We just didn't, we came up short today. We didn't get it done.
Michael Vick as a leader and what he brought to you guys at the end of the game, grabbing you, helping you drop down the field?
Yeah, I definitely feel comfortable with Michael. He's our leader. He's our guy. The offense does not run without him. I think no matter how many rushing yards or passing yards we have, the offense does not work without Mike. You know, so I think the guys today did a good job of protecting him. And the play selection I think was good. And I think Mike executed very well. I thought the guys up front played well. So, like I said, man, Mike's our guy. We ride with him. We'll go as far as he takes us.
Chargers stacked the box against you, and did you feel their plan was to try to take
your running game? I mean, they stacked the box, you know, but we still was gaining yards on the ground. I thought they played okay. To be honest, even stacking the box, I didn't think that as a defense they were really effective. But I think when you play us, you know, you watch tape, how do you stop the Eagles' offense? I mean, what do you want to do? Do you want to try to stack the box and completely take the running game out the game? And then that happens. You wind up with 400-something yards passing. So just the ways that, as a defense, whatever you want to do, I felt like the passing game was very effective today. So we just came up short.
Do you look forward to playing again in 4 days? Do you think that'll help?
Oh, man. I think with a close loss like this, you kind of look at all the small plays you should have made or you could have made. So now we have a short week where in the game it's been 4 days. You can't wait to play. Get this bad taste out your mouth, this feeling. I felt like last week the energy was just amazing, and you get a loss. So just try to get a win and get back on the winning side of things, being 2-1.
What did Chip say to the team after the loss in the locker room?
He just said that it's football. You know, you're going to have some games where you win and some games you lose. The thing is, it's a long season. Let's keep fighting. He's right. He's definitely right. We've got to keep fighting, playing hard together. I think when all three phases play well together, we win.
Shady, last week you guys scored 33 and had to hang on to lead the end. Today scored, 30 and lost. I mean, is that the year it's going to be? I mean, it's going to be – these games are all going to be in the 30s and high scoring and kind of shootout-type games. Do you see that happening?
Well, I hope not. I hope we get some easy games where we're up by 30 and they have about 3. But however it goes, that's we've got to prepare for it. You know, the only thing we can do is control on the offensive side. What we do, the defense control what the defense does and special teams, and play together. I think we're a team. We're a good team. The goal was this year to get in the playoffs and win a championship. You know, the goal was never to go undefeated. So we got a lot more room for improvement, and I think we'll do that tomorrow. Look at the tape, get better. Practice, and now we got to worry about the Chiefs. Got my big guy coming in here, Andy Reid, and it's going to be exciting game.
Have you thought much about what that's going to be, the emotion, Andy here singing again?
I haven't really thought about it yet. That's more of just an off season. We've seen it on the schedule, you know, but come off a loss like this, you know, each week we take each game. You know, now we're moving on to the Chiefs, so but now I'll be looking forward to it.
Your contributions in the passing game, you think that's going to be big part of this offense?
Well, I think when you try to take me out the game, you think of running, but I can be effective in the passing game. And through the week, we kind of went over them type of plays, trying to give me a one-on-one matchup with anybody from a safety and a linebacker. So I think this offense is amazing. So many different ways to get the playmakers in space. So you're going to see a lot of different things this year. You know, surprising myself, some of the calls and how he can figure out to get the guys in one-on-one situations, though. So it's exciting offense.
After that 70-yard catch and run, did you ask to stay in, or were you gassed?
Nah, you know what? I wasn't gassed at all. I twisted my knee a little bit. Yeah, so I came out, twisted my knee a little bit. Just small things that happen in the game.
So after these first 2 weeks, I feel like this offense that hasn't yet scratched the surface of what it can do.
I don't think so. I think we can go a little faster. I think we could convert a little bit better. I think sometimes we get them phases in the game, no matter if it's earlier or late, where we kind of move the ball but then don't get no points. You know, once we kind of get past that, I think we'll be fine.
Where did you think you left points on the field? Obviously, there's
points. I think even the long run, the first long run to myself, we got to find a way to get in there. You know, I think we got to find a way to score. Three is okay, but sometimes you need a touchdown in different situations in the game. Another time, I think when we came down, what quarter was that? I want to say the third, late third, maybe early fourth quarter. We kind of got down there and got three, where it should have been a touchdown. Just small things like that with the type of offense we have. I don't think moving the ball is an issue. You know, I think it's the necessary points that we need to get. You know, so it doesn't come down to a situation where we need the special teams to cover the ball or we need the defense to get a stop. You know, we're scoring at will, where it's not a question that we're going to win a game. Like the last one, I feel like they put the ball in our hands. We got the three. We should have scored. You know, the tie that we should have scored. But
that last drive, I mean, obviously you guys are trying to score, but do you think maybe you should have slowed it down a little bit, like not leave as much time on the clock for them?
I don't think so. I think Coach made the right call. The whole game we've been moving the ball, especially in the second half. So at that time, just looking to score. You know, kind of being up or trying to get the lead. So we're, instead of getting a three, you know, they got to score. So.